Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
Once again, I'd like to take you to Jerusalem. Jesus is teaching that he was God, God in human flesh. Predictably, people were divided in their opinions about Jesus' claim to be one with the Heavenly Father. Listen to his words.
You know me and you know where I am from, yet I have not come on my own, but the one who sent me is true. You don't know him. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me.
Well, some responded positively to Jesus' claim to be God, but most of them did not state their opinions publicly. Why? Well, they feared the religious leaders. For example, Nicodemus demonstrated this fear, and he was a prestigious member of the Sanhedrin. Consequently, he came to see Jesus by night. But when he later tried to defend Jesus, he was rebuffed by his peers, and evidently at that moment, Nicodemus decided to keep his convictions to himself. Well, even for us today, there are situations where it may be wise to remain silent about our faith, particularly when we're among hostile people. But on the other hand, let's remember the apostles when they concluded they could not keep silent after being threatened by members of the Sanhedrin and even put in jail. Peter and the apostles responded to those who persecuted him. We must obey God rather than men. Yes, there are times it may be wise to be silent, but let's remember we are never to be ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.